Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting? We got the thumbs up that we are.
We're podcasting. You know what we're going to ask you to do. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe.
And we're not just asking that lightly. We're insisting that you do so.
Please. Yes, review so we can do more ads.
Yeah, we keep this
buddy afloat.
Yeah.
I love how I've listened to so many podcasts. I've never heard anybody just blatantly say, leave us a review so that we can make more money.
Absolutely. Like,
it's not money. It's just the money.
You know what? Also, just send us money. We don't do a Patreon or anything. Yeah. There's no like paywall for secret episodes. No. So just maybe stick
this is my new shirt from H&M and I splurged. So that's where I'm at financially. Okay.
You want to see new shirts up in here?
Yeah.
You better help.
There's a reason I'm wearing all the shirts you guys give me. You know?
Which we do love those.
They're my favorite. I have a whole drawer of them.
We are halfway through the summer already, basically, right? I mean, how'd that happen so quickly?
I don't know. It feels long and short at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I think I know what Jen wants to talk about, and I can set it up by saying this. We did not sign up our kids for summer camp this summer.
Yeah.
And I'm rethinking that decision in every direction, mostly because Eleanor is 12 and Finn
is
14.
They're at a hard age.
They're in a hard age. Now, Eleanor is going to like 2 weeks of camp at her school, which works out really great because it's kids that she knows and they go swim after. So that's
perfect.
Been great.
Yeah.
But my 14-year-old is not in camp. Here's what you think. You think 14, well, you know, you can probably figure out something to do.
If we were in any other city besides Los Angeles, he'd probably just be working for Parks and Rec or something.
That's like, I actually mowing. Did think like, can he get a job? I mean, he's sitting on the couch. He's like watching 1,000 repeats of Family Guy.
Which sounds
and
lovely.
And every time I walk by him, I'm annoyed that he's not doing something. So then I become like, I'm supposed to be the camp person. I really do feel this is a weird age. He could be a CIT, which we dropped the ball on that.
Camper
that's on
training.
Us. And the other camp that's available, the last time we went there, everybody got COVID and pink eye at the same time.
Well, that's
so
feels
I don't
like
want to take
camp.
Him to the rec league one that we went to where everybody was like, take any kid home you want. We're not checking the ID.
It's true. I did spend $30 per kid reserving a spot at the rec center before. I just like panicked. I was like,
I don't have a camp.
Okay. But then we didn't end up going there. So
yeah, because you didn't
bucks.
Want your kid to learn how to freebase. I honestly went in to pick up my kids one time from that camp, which is such a garbage can. And the barely CIT that was there, I go, hi, I guess I'm supposed to show you my ID. And he goes, it's fine. Which ones are yours?
I'm on work release right now. This is part of my community service.
Yeah, I'm like,
that I'm
you
doing
can,
this.
I can just point out the two I want. Yeah. Well, can you give me the two that don't have COVID?
Yeah, which two behaved best today?
Yeah,
I'll take
those
ones for
can
tonight.
Can my son stay and work here, please?
I do have to say that growing up where we grew up in the Midwest, and I don't know if this is
we
the same way.
We just didn't do them.
There weren't camps.
There weren't camps.
You got dropped off at the pool.
For 8 hours.
Pretty much. Chris and I were doing a new book. New
yes.
book alert on middle school. And I was like re-looking at my summers and I can tell you half hour by half hour what my TV schedule
so
was.
So can Colin Sweeney.
So the beginning would have been like $25,000 pyramid, press your luck, probably into
Price is Right
Price
came on
is
around
right
10 a.m.
And it was an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would have early soap operas. If you were in a General Hospital, you would do that where you do
days. Days of Our Lives
of
on
our
the other
lives.
Channel.
Yeah, One
Days
Life, to,
Santa
one life
Barbara.
To Live was mine. So I kind of would like do lunch, usually like some SpaghettiOs, hot dog situation in there. Maybe just watch reruns of like Matlock or the Andy Griffith Show.
But then when did those other shows come on? Like, because I have
two or three.
Heavy history
about
of
two or three.
Gilligan's Island.
Then you got into Gilligan's Island. You would get into like I Dream of Jeannie.
Bewitched.
You were like Bewitched would be. Bewitched was in the mornings. So it would depend. But then it would be like, I also would do my judge shows. It was like the OG Wapner People's Court.
I think this is when my mom got got home and I was forced to go outside. And Judge then, Wapner and...
Then you get into all the talk shows and stuff like that. After
how much did Phil Donahue did you watch?
So much of my life was Phil Donahue.
So much Oprah.
I learned most of my ethics also, from talk shows.
Also, Maury Povich, because his shit was garbage.
I was a little too old for him because he came like later, like maybe... I kind of don't
remember... Like seventh, eighth grade?
I remember him more high school. Yeah. Where I was straight up.
Who's the dark-haired guy with the dark mustache that would do like...
Geraldo. Geraldo. Yes, 100% okay. Geraldo. We watched Geraldo. Yeah, that was a big part of our life. That was summer camp for me. Yeah. Was that.
Because your mom was working.
Both parents were working. They had the 80s divorce. It was like you would call your mom. Like,
maybe.
You know what really saved the day for us was MTV, like really having that strong, like where you could call in and request
a
video.
We didn't have MTV.
You'd call all morning, try and request your video. And then in the afternoon, you'd see if it made the top 10, you know? So
Jen had busy things to do in the morning. Her expectations were strong on that calendar.
My mom would, I'd call to see if she'd left the office yet, run upstairs, splash 100%. Out the armpits. Yeah. Make it look like I did something.
I had my mom home most of the summer, which meant I was doing a lot of chores. When she would go to in-service. So when she would go to in-service for 2 weeks right before school started, I was like, oh, it is my PTO. She would leave these long ass lists.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a really long driveway into our farmhouse. And so I would see her Suburban pull up and I'd get my ass up off the sofa and immediately start doing that
list. You had to, yeah.
And then she would get so pissed. And it is all the things I'm saying now, which is you're old enough to help. I expect more from you. What have you been doing all day?
100%.
How did you spend your time? Have you even been outside? Why are you in your pajamas? I'm like, lady, do you know how hard I worked in sixth grade? Like, let me have a minute.
There is part of me that's like, you know, we did that growing up. I don't feel like I'm any worse for wear. The only time I went outside from like age 12 to probably 15 in the summer was to get the mail. And I don't know what I was so excited about because I didn't like order anything. But that was like my one like long walk down the driveway.
We had the city pool. My mom would drop us at the city pool or we'd go watch baseball games. You know, I'm from such a small town too. There was such an ease of freedom. Like I was thinking about it. There is nowhere I would go in my town growing up that would ever take 30 minutes to get from A to B. It took 30 minutes to get from Central City to Grand Island, which is the town where I took dance. Yeah. So literally everywhere that you would go would take 6 minutes. And plus, if you were walking.
You probably would know everybody too.
100%.
Like that's
so
great.
Like your friends were neighbors. When we lived on the farm, it was a mile in to go to the pool. My mom would just drop us off. Yeah. And then sometimes like parents would take you home and you're like, I think that's so-and-so's dad, but that's fine. I'll get a ride. You know, it didn't matter. Oh really? My God, these camps of it all. I like them because they do stuff. They do stuff that I don't want to do, which is organize freaking activities.
Well, my son is like yours is about the age where it's like, he doesn't really need to. This morning, he didn't want to go to camp. And I go, if you don't go,
what are you going to do?
You're just going to be on a screen all day.
Exactly.
You'll take a couple trips outside. You're going to bounce the ball around. He's like, I know. It makes sense to me. But we did not like find a Premier League camp for him. We just did the same one that we've done forever. But Delilah this year
found the camp.
Is next level. When I say like we did not have this growing up, we would have thrived in this environment so much, but there was nothing like this. So Delilah is going to a musical theater camp.
Oh my God.
It is not a sleepaway camp. It is a day camp.
This sounds amazing, but it would have just started my love for gay men earlier.
I'm going to get into that part of it too. So it's 9 to 3:30. There's a production that they all work on for an entire month.
Oh, my God.
They perform the production at the end of it. It's Beetlejuice Jr. It is right up her alley because she loves musicals and she loves the macabre. She's never found the thing yet that's like her world that she shines in.
Yeah.
Like, she's done every sport. And I'm always looking for like, I just want her to do something.
You want
that,
the
like,
click.
Makes her feel special.
Yeah, you want the click. You want her to feel jazzed and
excited.
This is
where I belong and stuff. This wasn't my intent. I just mentioned to her from working on my son's backstage at his musical. He was a crew guy on it.
Yeah, he just read old newspapers.
He read old newspapers most of the time. He's, and, yeah.
Have you ever heard of the McCarthy era?
They did Newsies, and yeah. I have a photo of him from every day that I was there reading a 4-year-old newspaper.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about regime changes in like South America.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
That wasn't really his cup of tea, but I heard that they were having this camp, and it's aged 2nd graders to 11th graders.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is a widespread, but it's like sectioned off.
That's great.
And tell me how incredible this is. They have dance class in the morning. They have singing, vocal
Heaven.
Class. And then they have an acting class. And
Heaven.
It's all like by their grades, you know, like grouped together.
So fun.
I told her about it. She lights up. She's like, I absolutely want to do that.
But it is intimidating.
Well, yeah, because they send out this email and they said every child must sing. They must send in a singing audition, which she does. She takes voice classes.
Yeah.
But I will have you know, I would rather go full frontal nude in front of people than have to try and sing well in front of people.
My problem is I think I sing well in front of people and then I see it later and I'm like, that didn't go well at all.
We cannot give these middle schoolers alcohol ahead of time. This is not a karaoke experience.
Yeah.
They have to learn the song and do their best.
And just shit bricks. People have said they would rather die than do public speaking.
Yeah.
And I
singing's the next level.
I think singing is the next level. Like it is so vulnerable and like everything that you're feeling is coming through that voice. Like
yes.
if your butthole is tight, coming out.
Everybody
you know
knows.
What I mean?
You're going to go a little bit higher, it's gonna, a little bit quieter, which is the opposite of good singing. It should be come from the depth of your lungs
right.
and be a little bit louder.
Mine like sends off dog whistles and it's the best I can do.
She does such a great job with her voice lessons. She loves it. She has the best teacher. I don't know why this didn't occur to me ahead of time, but like everything about the world where she goes to voice lessons, she loves. So I go to take her the first day. I go, do you want me to like walk you up there? Or do
yes,
you,
no. She yes, goes, no.
She goes, yeah, I do. She's like, her voice is little and kind of shy. But let me tell you, we get up to the gate and this dude is like, what's your name?
Oh, greeted.
And her eyes get so big and she's so happy. She's like, who is this creature in front of me? And he goes, what color name tag do you want? And she goes, purple. He goes, my favorite color. How do I spell Delilah with an H, I guess? She's like, yes.
Welcome.
Like,
to the From musical
that
theater.
Second, she's like, I am home. She puts that name tag on. I go, do you want me to walk you in? She's like, yeah, just for a second. So I walk her into the theater, you know, and she goes and sits on the very end where no other kids are. And I like go, come on, you got to come closer. I'll sit with you. And she looks over. She sees these girls that are about her age, already singing, already dancing in their seats. And I go to put my hand on her leg and go, when do you want? She goes, go.
Yeah, now.
She goes, out of here. Go.
Yeah.
She is like home. This is the place that she was always meant. She's a musical theater nerd. Like it all makes sense to me now.
Yes.
I had no idea.
I think musical theater is the best thing on the planet.
She put in an audition tape. I can make everybody watch it if you want to. I really thought she was a shoo-in for this part, but didn't get it. Mm. So that she got called back for it and everything, which I was like, girl, that never happens. Your first audition, you get a call back.
Let me tell you how that goes.
You might as well have booked it. Like you call Miss Sweeney, she says that's booking it.
Yeah, that's booking it.
You booked
the room.
It just comes down to height and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She didn't get it. That night we get the like email at like 8:30 and she's like, I'm not going back. And I go, what do you mean you're not going back? She's like, I'm embarrassed. And I was like, oh yeah. You haven't been rejected yet.
Yeah. I'm like, let me show you how it's done. You go back in there and you're going to be popular and funny and you're going to be in the background and you're going to play cards all day and you're going to have songs to sing. It's going to be great.
I got to tell you, my heart was a little bit broken.
It's hard.
So it was like an hour or two. We got it so late. She cried, which I was like, my gut's telling me just get these tears out.
Yeah.
And she would say, I don't want to go back. It's too embarrassing. I don't want to go back. And I go, well, your other friends I know that you
made,
they didn't get it either. Do you want them to go back? And she would like kind of think about it.
That's a good way of putting it.
So, because it's that whole thing we say, like, what advice would you give me? Like, would you tell me to go back and do it or what?
Yeah.
And so she's like, I don't want to go back. So she went to bed. I laid with her till she fell asleep. I don't want to go back. I go, we're going to talk about it in the morning because you're going to feel differently in the morning. No matter what, you're going to feel a little bit differently tomorrow morning. So she got up, I think even early, got dressed, and she was like, I'm going to go today because I left my stuff in the vocal room. I've got my book and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay. So Britt drove her that day, and he walked her in because she was feeling a little like embarrassed or whatever. He goes, she just ran to her friends, all these theater kids, hugged them. They were like so excited to see each other, and so they were in the same boat. They didn't get the part that they were hoping for either.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, 15 kids out of 65 or whatever it was. I've not heard a word about it since then. Like, she just got all her tears
out.
That's good, she gets
because the truth is, most of the time, you don't get it.
Right.
And you learn so much more when you don't get it, because what is so wonderful about musical theater is that part sounds like so definitive and so scary, but what's on the other side of not getting it is a world of getting the other thing, which is literally when you're part of the ensemble or you're part of the, you get to be a part of the bigger picture, which is so wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's less pressure. You build those friendships and you meet all these amazing people. It's like pizza. There's nothing bad in musical theater.
No.
And like, I have done it all. I have been a tree. I've auditioned for a musical and been cast as a mute. And it was one of my favorite parts ever. I mean, dang, we wrote a song for our tour because I think doing musical numbers is the most fun.
Right.
And like, that's what I was doing before we did I Mom's Heart. I was in a sketch group that I was all singing and dancing. And like, again, I was just a part in the bigger wheel. And it was so fun. It's so magical. I literally just told my husband last night, as we are writing the book and thinking about all these things, and I went and saw Gypsy in New York, which was literally like transformative. I said to him, I don't know why people aren't going out and going to live theater more, because it's the biggest indicator of magic. It is literal magic, and it doesn't need to be that good. You don't need to have your socks knocked off. You can go to a community theater and see a play. You can go see your littles do something. And the fact that you're sitting with people in an audience and watching kids do the most difficult thing, or adults do the most difficult thing, you are impacted.
It's all fantastic. Rooting for them. It is such a group experience.
It is.
And even like singing, I think singing is so important, and it's why everybody likes it, is because—
And a choir sounds great.
It strikes this animal, like caveman part of us. It's like doing the haka, you know, that like—
Totally.
That where you're like—
But with tap shoes and a time step.
Yeah.
And probably a strong shoulder. I think parents should not be afraid to let their kids study the theater arts. And in fact, I think so. I think there's a lack of practicality in their brain in terms of, especially into college, that like
getting
a theater degree would be something that would make a parent nervous. But I would say, don't be nervous about that, because the thing they're learning is how to be scrappy and how to be resourceful more than any other degree you can get. You're going to get a taste of everything and then figure out where you end up. And by the way, lots of like arts degrees don't apply to being an actor or director, which they're two hardest.
Right.
There's lots of jobs in the like being a stage manager or a set designer that are very well paid, very good jobs.
When I was walking her up to the gate, I felt like, oh, I'm home. I'm in a safe place. Like, she was in this like very welcoming environment, you know, that is like very as team oriented as you can get. It's like a team sport without like the competitive, the sport part of it.
Give it to me.
Yeah. Although you do enough, you know, tap dances and you've really burnt some calories. I mean, that's hard. You cannot sing and dance at the same time. Ask Taylor Swift without
anybody up against the fitness of like Jonathan Groff, who I also love so much, and he is my hot flash. He should be my hot. He's so hot.
Who is he?
You know who he is? He's I'll be back. You can see. You know, and he spits a lot when he sings. He's kind of famous for that.
Oh,
but he also is isn't he in Frozen? He's the
And
the singer. And he's a beautiful, perfect man who is of the gayness.
They all are. It's just, you know, hands up.
They aren't all, because then if they aren't, enjoy 4,000 girlfriends.
Well, if you're in the theater community, it's a really great way to keep your virginity intact too.
Yeah, so we're all just cuddlers.
Yeah, feelers. You know,
feelers. You're gonna have a boyfriend who's like, let's go see another movie together, and you're like,
Let's road trip with some friends.
Yeah, go antiquing.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's a wonderful time that you'll have.
I am so excited that she like found this niche, and maybe it's like just for the summer, but like she is so happy right now with it.
Follow that shiny object and make it, you know, as long as the only trick is if like anything, if it becomes too directed at being like famous or being showy or being competitive in an icky way, that's not good. I think you can smell those places a mile away. Yeah. I don't think those are just LA.
There was a girl who had done the program like for 3 summers, and Delilah was like, well, she's going to get everything. She's so good. Everybody knows her, and they talk about how great she is, and she's got a YouTube channel. And I was like, Delilah, she can be good and you can think she's good. Like, you don't have to be competitive with her. You can also enjoy what she does. Look at Kristen's like, fucking destroy her, man. Burn that house down.
You can
down.
Also have a gentle flame of competitiveness.
Sure, that is like it can inspire
you. A simple repertoire of, I recognize that you're good, but I shall now try to be good too and work your ass off.
That's right. You should let it like inspire you a little bit. But I do think you see somebody who's good, you're like, oh, I want to be that good. I want to work that hard. I want to do.
And she better be working hard. That's the thing.
I'll tell you. Yeah.
I was a senior in high school and I, look at me.
She's upset.
I was a senior in high school. Okay. It was the musical Anything Goes.
Well,
I have a strong 3-note range of singing. I can pull off 3 notes, but it goes above that or below that. You don't even know if sound's going to come out. Okay, I know this about myself. So
I keep trying to get her to start a punk band with me. You guys,
yeah,
and she
it's three notes.
No.
I was cocky my senior year. I had done all the musicals. By the way, I'm small town, Central City, Nebraska. Okay. When I say cocky, I don't even think I should have ever used that word anywhere in my own experience at this point. I had not done much, but I did audition for the musical and I was like a senior and I was like, this is going to be
mine.
In the bag. I did not work very hard. I didn't memorize my lines the way I normally did. I didn't do my thing. And this gal that was a sophomore came in and she started singing and I was like,
oh shit.
And then, and I was like, that was pretty good. So then I start singing and I'm like trying really hard. And they were like, well, that's never been your strong suit. And then I did my scene and I wasn't very memorized and she had it dialed in.
Yeah.
And then we did a dance number and hers was really good. And I was sort of all over the place and I did not get it. And so when you go High School Musical, you go, not High School Musical, High School Musical, they put the list on the wall.
Yes.
It's that thing.
Oh God. Yes.
And I walked
takes
up
forever for
I walked
to put
up
that
like
up.
That was my moment. And I put my hands down and I was like, and I saw my name not under the part that I auditioned for. I was in the ensemble as a senior in high school and I bawled. Like fucking ugly cried. I went one step further, which is gonna make you think I'm an asshole, which I agree. I was. I called a meeting with the director of the musical.
A mistake has been made.
I would like to have counsel, please. So I had a meeting with the director of the musical and the accompanist of the musical. I went in and I was like, I just don't understand like how you gave this to her. Like I was a snot about it. I was very upset and I just didn't know what to do with myself. And this is the first time I had experienced that kind of a rejection. The director looked at me and she goes, you didn't get it because she was better than you. And I was like, well, I'm glad we had this little talk.
My
and
world
everybody's
is imploding.
On the
I'm going to go cry in the hall.
Pitch. Yeah. And basically not better. She was basically saying she was more prepared.
Yeah.
Her songs were more put together. Like she did the work. She got the job.
Right.
That's basically it. And in that moment, I was like, I think I've learned more in this lightning strike in my life right now than I will ever learn.
Yeah, you can feel it.
You know, and then I realized, I was like, oh, this is a big world out there. And if I don't do the work and show up and try and be happy also being a cast member, then I'm an asshole. So I'm in the background, right? And then she threw me a bone. I had been taking tap and I'd been trying really hard and working really hard at tap. I was trying to catch up to girls that had so much more experience than me. And she gave me a tap solo. Do you want to know the story that Dewey Hensley tells more than anything? Man, I remember when you were in that musical and you had that tap solo. best musical you've ever been in.
Aww.
And I was like, yeah. And also the one that like I bawled for like 2 weeks. But that, again, yeah. I came out tougher. As Delilah goes through it and as you go through it in life, there's something about getting rejected a lot that just makes life a little bit more manageable, and I should be fine.
Well, it's also too that like I realized for her it hurt really bad because
she's little.
It's her first, she's 9. And it stings all of us, but it was her first time doing anything like that. And it never occurred to her that she might not get it.
Yeah.
Like that didn't. So when she gets there and she sees this other girl that's great, who, by the way, didn't get it either. Because sometimes it's just somebody else's turn.
It is somebody else's turn. Just be happy for the other person that gets it. Your time will come around. And if you have that attitude, I really believe it will. It's what will happen.
This is why I think theater builds character more than anything else is. So she gets the email did not get the part that she wanted, and she has to get up every day for the next month and face that failure.
Yeah.
And it's different than anything else where if you're—
Look how I'm about to correct you. I'm like, let's not use the word failure.
Or what her perceived failure was, that thing that like hurt, because if you did a commercial audition or something like, it's done then. You don't ever—
Yeah, you kind of—
You see it on TV and you're like, fuck them. I wish I had red hair or whatever, whatever it is. Like, got them that deal.
But still, you got to do that. You're like, mom, went to her.
But to go every day, and you got to be happy about not getting what you wanted. You got to figure
it's
out.
Hard.
Means you got to dig deep and you got to find the silver lining. And I'm really fucking proud of her.
Yeah, because you're right. You're not— Once you audition, you're not out of the thing.
No, you got to face it every day.
You got to show up.
Watch the person who got the part every day and support them.
Aren't you wonderful?
Yeah. But now she is like coming around. I said to her, I go, well, Delilah, you have a strong voice, especially in like a ensemble.
Yeah.
They need those strong voices. You're going to get more than just that. Yeah. Like, and she did. She's got other things. And one of them for the choir. And I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
Because they saw what you do well. Next year, they're going to see that you also are a team player, have a good attitude.
You just get to have the fun, too. So it's so nice to just—
You'll get a bigger part,
you know? Yeah, man. You put in the work. It'll eventually turn your way. Eleanor walked up to do tryouts for High School Musical in 6th grade, which it goes 6th, 7th, 8th. Those 8th graders are getting those meaty parts.
That's
Eleanor
true.
Did not get the part that she tried out for. She doesn't bring that to the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She did Newsies at her school, and I think it literally traumatized her. It was the worst.
I'm sorry, but that was the thing that made my daughter fall in love with musical theater.
It was Eleanor was like, my feet hurt, and I never want to do that again.
No,
like, it was terrible.
After watching Eleanor in Newsies, she memorized every single song from Newsies.
Aw, see, she's meant to do musical theater. And so they made her like a basketball player, and Eleanor on her own, literally without asking me, she's like, I went up to the director and I was like, do you really need me as a extra basketball player? Can I build sets? I go, Eleanor, I would have appreciated if we could have had a conversation about that first. Because that could have looked like you were sore.
Right.
It's in your blood to make a bad move after you don't get a part.
She called a meeting. The company.
And they said, hey, you didn't get it because you didn't do a good job. And I was like, those are hard truths to hear. But Eleanor was so happy doing sets.
That's great.
That's what
Dash loves that too.
She puts it all on the same plane. If she gets to do a funny joke or if she gets to build something that's got gems on it, she's happy.
Whereas
Finn is very driven to, he really likes all of the performance stuff.
I think Delilah is learning it now. Like, this experience is teaching her. Like, it sounds like a bunch of bullshit that all these things go together to build this, but she's seeing it now.
And oh, I hope she becomes the biggest musical theater nerd.
If I can give a shout out to the guy who directs it and like runs this program, when he sent out the casting email, I cried. Like, because he said, doing this is my favorite thing in life. Like, he's done Broadway. He's been an actor. He goes, the worst part of my job is sending this out.
Because
I know these kids I love are going to be heartbroken. And he worded it so nicely. And also the thing he had to handle was, parents, don't go emailing me asking.
Don't call a meeting.
He's like, I won't respond to your email even. It is what it is. And I've done my best.
You're going to get what you get and you don't get upset.
Yes. I was so supportive of him, but it really brought tears to my eyes because I was like, oh, he is in a spot where he's like,
this is a bad day.
It's not fun for him to break hearts. Like, look at me. I have tears in my eyes
but
now.
But you know what's cool about musical theater versus a sport that has cuts is musical theater has a place for everybody.
Right.
They can add another freaking townsperson.
That's right.
And have them walk during the scene. And,
yes.
You know, that's good enough. But it's, yeah. Don't get me started. It's better I not get into it. That's another episode, but I'm going to. Musical theater. If you've got a kid that likes to sing, move, have fun, build sets, you want them to meet people.
I hope we podcast it. Do we podcast?
We podcast it.
Pioneer.